Now Naomi had a relative of her husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain, following one in whose eyes I may find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. So she left and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, may the Lord be with you. And they said to him, may the Lord bless you. Then Boaz said to his servant, who was in charge of the reapers, whose young woman is this? And the servant in charge of the reapers replied, she is the young return with Naomi from the land of Moab. And she said, please let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and has remained from the morning until now. She has been sitting in the house for a little while.
At mealtime, Boaz said to her, come here that you may eat of the bread and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar. So she sat beside the reapers and he served her roasted grain, and she ate and was satisfied and had some left. When she got up to glean, Boaz commanded his servants, saying, let her glean even among among the sheaves and do not insult her. Also, you are to purposely slip out for her some grain from the bundles and leave it so that she may glean, and do not rebuke her. So she gleaned in the field until evening. Then she beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she picked it up and went into the city. And her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. So took some out and gave Naomi what she had left after she was satisfied. Her mother-in-law then said to her, "Where did you glean today, and where did you work? May he who took notice of you be blessed." So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, "The name of the man with whom I work today is Boaz." Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "May he be blessed of the Lord, who has not withdrawn his kindness from the living and from the dead." Again Naomi said to her, "The man is our relative. He is one of our..." Then Ruth the Moabite said, "Furthermore, he said to me, 'You are to stay close to my servants until they have finished all my harvest.'" And I